Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I am Beth Ferney Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. Thursday was Ascension Day, one of our lesser-known festivals here in the church. And that always is a little surprising to me because we talk about Ascension every time we say the Apostles' Creed, as we remember Jesus, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. So there it is, ascending into heaven. Today, in our first lesson, this coming Sunday, we will focus in on this passage from Acts. And so I thought today we'd spend a little time thinking about that. Here it is from Acts chapter 1, beginning with verse 9. When Jesus had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Now, sometimes I think this whole idea of ascension is a bit odd for us because we don't know exactly what this would be like or how this could be. But I like to think about it this way. We human beings can only be in one place at one time. Even though we'd like to clone ourselves and be in a million places to get everything done, we can only be in one place at one time. But by ascending in to be with God, Jesus is no longer limited by this human restriction. Jesus ascends to be with God so that in every place, in every time, with us always, even to the end of the age. And that's pretty neat, that Jesus, if he had stayed here on earth, risen from the dead, he could only be in point A at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But now, because he is in heaven, he can be everywhere at every time in every place. Some questions to ponder. Have you ever thought much about Jesus' ascension? Why or why not? Where do you need Jesus to show up and to be present? And what do you do with these mysteries of the faith, these things that we cannot really explain so well, and yet are part of what we believe about God? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. With you on the journey as together we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.